Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is wrong. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the cook stove is in, the stovepipe is up, and the new Pine Ridge Bakery, located in the Comdown store, is definitely underway. Lum, self-appointed head chef, has already started inventing new bakery products, much to the distress of Abner, who has been given the job of tasting these new products. As we look in on the little community, it's early morning, and we find Lum at the cook stove. Grandpappy Spears is still studying the almanac, and Abner has just entered the store. Listen.
Yeah, good morning, Abner.
Morning.
Huh?
You don't look so surprised. It's just me.
Well, what in the world are you doing down here at the store this early, Long?
Well, I've been here ever since 5 o'clock this morning.
5 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
Doggy, you ain't got that insomnia's back again, have you?
Of course not. I just have to get down early in the morning to do the baking for the bakery.
Oh.
That's the way the whole big importance chef does.
Well, I do know. 5 o'clock. Ain't it awful lonesome down here that time of the day?
No. I was so busy mixing up bread and stuff, I never even noticed it. Besides, Grandpap showed up about 5:30. He's sitting over there.
Well, I do know. 5:30. I dog it. That's the earliest he's made it yet, you know. Look at him. Sitting over there studying that almanac like his life depended on it.
Yeah, he said he had to get in a couple of extra hours this morning because he had to knock off early this afternoon and take Aunt Charity to some committee meeting at the church.
Well, he acts like somebody hired him to read that thing, you know.
Yeah,
morning, Grandpap.
Oh, he won't listen to you either.
I said good morning, Grandpap.
Huh?
I just said good morning to you.
Oh, hello, Abner. Glad to see you. You're just in time.
Just in time for what?
Listen to this. The lifespan of the rhinoceros is 40 to 50 years.
The rhinoceros?
Yes, sir. According to the almanac.
Well, I don't care how old a rhinoceros gets. He can get 150-year-old if he wants to.
150? No, you're wrong, Harry. That's the elephant you're thinking about. Yeah, here it is right here. The elephant has a lifespan of 150 to 200 years. You just got them mixed up there.
I ain't mixed up on nothing.
Yes, you did. According to the almanac, the rhinoceros is only about, 40 to 50 years.
Well, maybe he just happens to be younger than the elephant. Give him time. He'll get as old as the elephant. Does it say in there how old a rhinoceros' papa is?
Abner, don't encourage him.
Huh?
If I hear Grandpap say according to the almanac one more time, I'm going stark raving mad crazy.
Well, he said that the rhinoceros...
I don't care what he said. Come over here and try this new bread I baked this morning.
New bread?
Yeah, it's a sort of an extra special.
Oh, well, Lum, I ain't a bit hungry. I just had a big breakfast.
Oh, well, you
breakfast.
Can eat one little slice of it.
Well, I had an awful big breakfast, Lum. More likely, I won't be able to eat a thing all day.
Now, wait a minute, Abner. You ought to try this bread. Just one slice. You'll enjoy it. I know you will. It's prune bread.
Prune bread?
Yes, sir. Prune bread a la Eddards.
Uh-oh.
Got the idea for it from one of them... receipts in the book there. Antoine's, bread a la raisin. No, raisin bread a la Antoine, I believe he called it.
It was, huh?
Yeah, I wanted something bigger than raisin, so I put prunes in mine.
Yeah, well, Lum, I'd love to try it the worst way, but, prune bread is just one thing I never did like. Even when I was a young'un, I never liked prune bread. Besides, I never heard of it before.
Of course you never heard of it. That's why I'm making it. I'll never get to be a famous chef making stuff folks has already heard of.
Well, don't forget, though, you gotta make stuff so folks can eat it too, Lum.
This prune bread's the best thing I've ever baked yet. Now, come on, try it, Abner.
No, sir, I ain't gonna do it.
Well, do goodness, a fine partner you turned out to be. Here I get up in the middle of the night to come down to the store and slave over a hot oven so as we can have a bakery, and you won't even taste the stuff.
Well, Lum, I'll get down here in the middle of the night. I'll clean the stove, polish it, sweep out the bakery, make all the deliveries, anything else, but you're going to have to get somebody else now to be the feller that tries out this stuff you bake.
Fine cooperation I get around here.
Well, Lum, I tried eating the stuff you made yesterday, and I couldn't hardly get to sleep last night.
Sassy Press.
Well, it's the truth. You can just call up Elizabeth.
All right. Just forget it. We'll close up the bakery. Can't run one if we ain't got men to do the job.
Wait a minute. I'll tell you what we can do. Let's get Grandpap to try it.
Grandpap?
Why, sure. Maybe that'll make him get out of here.
Oh, no. Grandpap's too old and frail to take a chance on eating this herb. That is. Well, Grandpap ain't a partner in the bakery, so that lets him out right there.
Well, why don't you eat it then?
Huh?
I'll eat half of it if you'll eat the other half.
Well, I would, Abner, but... Well, a chef can't sample his own bacon. It's again the rules, I think.
What rules?
Why, the... Well, not exactly rules, but naturally I'm going to like it if I baked it myself.
I ain't going to eat it unless you do, Lum.
Are you just going to stand there and argue with me all day?
You're afeard to eat it. That's the whole trouble with you.
Who's afeard?
You are.
I'll show you. Here. I'll divide this half in two. We'll both eat it.
All right. Here. Just give me my half. Well, don't keep such a little bitty piece for yourself.
Well, I'm just being polite.
Oh.
Go ahead and try.
Well.
Sort of different tasting, ain't it?
Well, it's different than anything I ever had, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Are you sure this is the right way to make prune bread?
Of course it is. According to the cookbook, Grandpap's got me to saying that now.
Well, Lum, this stuff tastes sort of like coal oil to me.
Well, naturally, it's got coal oil in it.
Coal oil in bread?
Why, sure. The receipt called for melted lard or oil. I didn't have no lard, so I used oil.
Oh!
What's the matter?
Oh, my tooth, Rorney. Yes, sir. What you got in this thing here, rocks?
Of course not. Nothing in there except prunes.
Ain't doggies, I bit down on something.
Wait a minute, I know what it was. Granny, I wonder if I ought to took the seeds out of them prunes before I put them in the bread. After this, when you come to a prune, you better eat around it, sort of, Evan.
One, two, goodness. I don't much believe I'll eat any more, Lum. I believe I'm getting kind of full.
Oh, that little bitty bread you had. Don't be silly. Here, have another slice.
No, I just don't believe I care for any more.
Better eat some more. I'm going to put it up in a minute.
Well, you could just go ahead and put it up, Lum, for... Well, how do you feel, Lum?
How do I feel?
Yeah, sort of funny-like, sort of jumpy in the stomach.
Yeah, and sort of dizzy feeling in the head, spots in front of the eyes.
Is that how you feel, too?
Oh, of course not. I'm talking about you.
Huh?
Get busy and finish up that bread. It's good. Fact is, I think we'll have a big sale on it.
Lum, I don't much think I can eat no more of it.
Well, all right, don't then.
Well, I don't go away mad, Lum.
I ain't mad. I'm just going out in the feed room and get some more flour.
Oh, my.
I'll bake up a whole lot more prune bread for the big sale. I'll be right back.
The big sale, well... Hey, Grandpap.
Huh?
Talk so loud. I don't want Lum to hear this. I want to ask you something before he gets back.
Yeah. Ask me anything. Got all the answers right here in the almanac.
No, not that, Grandpap. I believe I'm going to have to go home, Grandpap. I'm just sick as a horse.
Sick?
Oh, my goodness, yes. No telling what all Lum's put in that dead blame prune bread there. He ain't satisfied to follow the receipt. He has to put in a lot of extra junk that he makes up out of his own head.
Well?
Says that's the way to get famous. Far as I can see, it's just a good way to get sick.
Sick, huh? I'm just reading here, Abner. According to the almanac in Crawford Notch, New Hampshire...
Well, Grandpap, I ain't interested in that. Just tell Lum when he gets back that I had to go over to the place. Tell him I got an important telephone call.
All right, I'll tell him. But listen here, in Crawford Notch, New Hampshire...
Grandpap, you can just tell that to Lum, too. I got to get out of here, Grandpap. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, all right, Abner. Acting curious. Hey, Lum. Lum, come out here. I want to tell you something.
Coming right in, Grandpap. What was it?
It's about Crawford Notch, New Hampshire.
Oh, all right, go ahead. Wait a minute, where's Abner?
Oh, he got a call. Important call and had to go to the place.
He did, huh? Did he say how long he's going to be gone?
No, he never. All day, though, I reckon.
Well, look, Grandpap. You watch the store. I think I'll go over home myself and lay down for a little while.
Lay down?
Yeah. Don't tell Abner when he comes back, but I don't feel very good. Tell him I had to go into the county seat on business.